good. Yeah.
All right. Here. There we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh my God. Okay, everybody's here. We have perfect attendance. And I have to say, Carnelian, you've always brought that. Like, I feel like from the first day, all of you show up. Now, do you show up on time? Do you show up together? Do you have stories when you show up about why you're not on time? Yes. What was this morning's story? Ross?
I could tell it. Yeah, basically, we were trying to pack the car because, you know, we got a big practice for our massive show tonight. And we spilled coffee all over Duncan's pedal board. So I had to make sure that worked because I think he needs that. I think he's going to need all of his pedals to put on a great show.
What's the update on that one, Duncan? Do we know?
Apparently it works. I plugged it in. It's still a little wet. But it works. I've spilled beer on it before and it worked, so...
It was his coffee. He decided he wanted to carry it all, but I guess...
It was your own coffee.
Yeah. Ross was sitting pretty in the car while I was trying to carry like four loads in one, and then I tried to carry the coffee with my mouth, and that didn't end up...
And they were supposed to pick up Grayson, and I had no idea I would have gone over to help.
What's funny is I was like, where is he? And I was like, where did he go? And then I was like, oh, he has a pedal board. And then I come back, and I see the pedal board as soaked in coffee, so it was a good surprise.
Oh, Carnelian. This is kind of epic to start your day for your final show.
Final show.
Really?
Final show for now.
Angus.
No, I'm kidding.
You're going to be those old dudes that come back. Like, you kids don't know how it really was.
Back in our day.
Back in our day.
We used to rock the ale house.
Oh, my God. So, I got Millie here. She's in second year.
Hello.
Yeah, so she has some thoughts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I actually saw you guys at the Frosh concert last year.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. I actually left right after your guys' set, so it was just a Carnelian concert for me, basically.
Epic.
That's yeah, so that was sick. Fire. I met one of my best friends during that set, so...
Right. I was so nervous for that. That was actually a crazy show. Because, for us, that's the biggest thing we've ever played.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, St. Patrick's Day? Never mind. Go on.
Well, looking out and seeing 5,000 frosh was a little daunting.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
You guys did an amazing job, though. Like, that's still solidified in my memory, for sure.
Thank you. Yeah, it was such an honor to play it, too, and kind of just welcome everyone. So we were so, like, that will forever be, like, one of the highlights of just the last 2 years. That I'll remember forever, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah, the energy at that show was really high, and we just had a great time doing it.
That's awesome. Yeah, you guys were like the first like Kingston local Queens, like anything from this music scene, which I have since, you know, kind of gotten familiar with. But you guys were like my first taste of that. And it was like, it was an epic show. It was so much fun.
That's so sweet. I'm so happy to hear that.
See? That's cool. Still so wholesome.
Yeah.
So great. She met good friends there, as you should at a concert. Mm-hmm. Now, take us back, okay? Like, when did you guys meet each other? I know we might have asked this of you the first time we had you, and after the Clark Hall Battle of the Bands back in 2023, but seriously, like, when did you guys meet, and how did this all happen?
Way back then. Yeah, I mean, we wanted to get this started back in the summer of 23, and so Duncan and I, we knew each other from class. Ross was Duncan's housemate, and then Angus, you know, we've just known Angus because he's just one of those guys who's around all the time, you know? He'd always host the parties in first year. We'd always go over to
Ross
his house.
Ross was number one party, or like, he would always show up.
Is a drum kit just set up in your house? Like, how does that work?
My parents' house, it's normally set up, but not in Kingston.
It
stays in the back of the Volvo, actually.
Yeah. I would beg him to bring it out at parties. And
he needs something to do with his hands all the time.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, we got started back over 2 years ago now. I texted these guys over the summer if they wanted to get something going. You know, we had seen, I had spent the last year going to Kings of Queens shows and seeing Girl Dad, who are great guys and amazing musicians and artists. And so obviously wanting to get something set up myself, I texted these guys, literally just signed us up for Battle of the Bands before we even had talked about a practice, but I was like, we're going to do this. I'm just going to sign us up, and we got to make it work. So in the first week of school, we just practiced for like 4 days straight to get ready for this Battle of the Bands, and then ended up being our first show and ended up winning, and that was where it all started.
Was that the dawn of the Carnelian Instagram fan page?
I think it was.
I forgot about it. It's been a little sleepy lately.
We'll get some photos up there tonight.
Yeah.
Winning Battle of the Bands, I think, was maybe more of a commitment that a lot of people would understand, but it did sort of hone you guys in, right? Like, you got the skills of just having to play all the time and then thought about recording, and then that was sort of the next step for you guys.
Yeah. Well, like Grayson said, too, I mean, we practiced every day of that week, and that those practices ended up being so much fun that we just had a blast, like, together in the garage doing it, that we always would come back there and just do, you know, hours on hours of practice, like whenever we had a big show coming up. But that's exactly what happened for Battle of the Bands.
I remember thinking it was going to be such a short term thing. I was like, when I had the idea, it was, I never really thought past like a couple shows. I was thinking we'll play once or twice, and you know, it'll be a lot of fun, and we'll be happy we did it. But we just had so much fun once we started practicing, as Angus said, and winning Battle of the Bands, I guess, yeah, did solidify that in our heads for us, where we were like, oh, you know what? Why don't we keep going? Why don't we see what else we can do?
And then you go on to write your own songs. Mm-hmm. And that is another test of a band and friendship as well, right? Mm-hmm. And you came out of it really well. It was a great experience from what I understand.
So happy, like, with what we've been able to accomplish kind of in the last couple of years. I think one thing that I'm proud of for us specifically is that we've always had original music ever since our first show. I remember thinking, Battle of Bands, we've got 5 songs. Yeah. Let's do 3 covers and 2 originals.
Never just a cover band, right? Yeah. We always put in some stuff that, especially like that was new back then, that some folks had never heard. And that was 28th of May and 17 at the first show.
It allowed us to
28th of May wasn't even called.
It was called something else. It was called Yesterday, I think.
But it allowed us to really work on these originals and see the crowd's reception and really kind of refine them as well over the years and see, okay, do they like this part? Do they not like that part? Why don't we change this lyric? So it's great practice, and it's something that people recognize now when they've heard it on Spotify. They're like, oh, I've heard him play this one.
It's Carnelian, yeah.
Well, one thing I think we saw when Kings of Queens coming out of the gates right after COVID is they did understand the assignment of the performance. And I think that's something you guys captured as well very quickly. Like, yeah, we got these songs. Some of them are kind of nerdy. We're going to try them out. Like, hey, I was there when you did Limelight in the spring, and that was a great execution. Like, that's not an easy song to play. No, I know you guys, like, and I think, Duncan, you even said, like, that was really hard at the end of the song.
Yes.
But at the same time, like, everyone was still in your pocket. Like, you know that you still are performing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just excited to see what that brings tonight, because I'm sure you've discussed a lot. This is it. Mm-hmm. So what are we expecting here?
We're expecting, you know, it's I don't even know if it's hit us yet that it is kind of our last show. I think we've been kind of working so hard to get it set up that, you know, we want it to feel big. We want it to feel how it feels to us. And we want the crowd to kind of be able to tell that this is a huge moment for us. And then we're carrying as well kind of all the memories and all the experiences we've made over the last couple of years and bringing them to the show. And this is kind of the pinnacle and a celebration, if anything.
I mean, look at the culture on campus. Like, look at how many bands we have. Mm-hmm. It's so great. And I feel it's amazing. And you guys are always in the audience of the other bands. And I mean, I see people helping with equipment, but there's these new ones that keep coming. Mm-hmm. And what I love is that people are going to the show still. Like, it's one thing if you have the bands, but if no one's going. But that's, I think, what's been so exciting on this end for the last 3 years is just, yeah, like, there are a lot of people that come and want this so badly, so.
It's so true. I mean, we saw it with Kings of Queens, and we go, we want to be like that. And, you know, I think that playing events like that first year concert last year, you know, helped inspire lots of people, like new artists who want to start playing together as a band. The culture here has been epic. And I'm not saying it's because of us. I'm saying it's because of all the bands that do this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a really awesome pastime to go out there and, yeah, I mean, selling tickets to shows that we're planning a lot for and preparing, you know, practice, stuff like that for. But, yeah, all these bands out here doing shows in town, it's really, like, there's no better way to spend your time as a musician.
Like, we built an infrastructure, really.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So you said your best shows, and we get the Frosh concert. Like, that was huge. What was one of your most difficult shows?
Difficult. You know, I mean, I have to mention all our, like, multiple times we've tried setting up in backyards and then multiple times they get shut down.
I love those, though.
Well, I love them, too, if they didn't get shut down in 10 minutes.
We had a great one in April of
24.
Yeah, that's right. And it was awesome. We didn't play too late, which was the good news, but we also didn't really get shut down mid-set. We were all able to, you know, have a good hour and a half of music before people started to go and we started to pack up, and it was perfect timing, actually.
Like, is it uniformed police officers that walk up and say, "Put down your guitar, young man"?
It's
pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
bylaw.
Bylaws,
you know?
Yeah, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't, if that's one of the worst things you've experienced, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Walking over with the AC power adapter in their hand. No more speakers for you guys.
Oh, my God. Well, there'll be plenty of speakers tonight. We got Jinx, Clay Pigeons as well. Like, that's going to be a great warm-up. How long's the set?
An hour for each band, roughly.
Okay. How many encores are you going to have?
Seven.
Okay, I can't wait. All right. Excellent.
Yeah, right. I don't know. We'll have, like, we're gonna make the most of our time and really make sure that we make the most of every moment tonight. And I think one thing I want us to really focus on as a band is just to take it in and remember it, because this is the last time we're going to be able to play together, at least for a pretty long time. So I know I'm going to be trying to just soak it in and take care of every moment.
And you're still musicians, and you're still a band to us. You always will be. It's been a pleasure.
There's always homecoming.
Come and see us. But it's been a pleasure. It really has been a pleasure having you guys in.
It really has.
You've been solid in here with us too at CFRC. So
thank
we
you
really
for
appreciate.
Everything.
Oh, thank you. Like the live sessions,
years.
Everything. Like
no.
It's been great. And there are, you know, people who are no longer at the station who are checking in this morning just to say, like, yeah.
And, you know,
love these guys.
Beyond even the live sessions and everything, like, anytime we've had a question or anything in the music scene, we've hit you guys up and you've always been just very promptly responding to us, and we've always appreciated it.
So, even, like, yeah. Helping us book last minute practice space.
Oh,
like,
my God.
So we're gassing everyone, you know, everyone is listening, you know, always, if you're trying to start music, CFRC, best place to, yes. You know, get started.
These
or
guys,
hit
these,
you guys up.
These guys are truly one of the best resources you have.
Champions.
Go use them to the best of their ability. It's the best thing you can do as a music artist, I'd say, in Kingston.
Well, I'll be there. But be cool. Remember last time? I'm like, just be cool. Just be cool. I'll be there. But I know some parents are going to be there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So fun. All right. Well, we'll see you tonight. $10. Ale House, Ales and Amps, and Carnelian. Millie, what song? We got a song here that you picked it. I love that we picked.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of makes me sad.
I've been listening to the acoustic version of 17.
That's
great. I've been bumping that a lot recently. I really like that song.
And I thought, like, yeah, it's kind of a nice little...
It is a nice little...
Kind of a goodbye pitch to...
It is. And so that's what we're going to go out with today. Maybe we'll throw another song in a little bit later as well, but we'll see you guys tonight.
Amazing.
Thanks for coming
thanks
in.
Thanks for having
all
us.
Right.
Thank you, guys.
The first month came and it went so fast, and only faster after that. But when you said there's no take backs, what do we do if something starts to crack? Do you remember when we danced in the rain? Every hard conversation seems so far away. We thought we were older, we thought that we knew it all. We thought we were ready, but managed to prove ourselves wrong. So naive. Oh, how can
17. I miss just watching the world go by. Sneak out of our bedrooms and find a hill to climb. The sunset drives in the purple sky. We thought we were ready, but managed to prove ourselves wrong. We changed so fast, so unexpectedly. Oh, how can you help it when you're so naive? Oh, how can you help it? How can you help it? How can you help it when you're sad? How can you help it when you're 17?
I saw a plastic flower on the ground today, and I wondered why it blown my way. Felt like it had more to say. Frozen in its perfect way, it reminded me of you. And the way time moves right through you, without doing nothing to you.
waiting for our moments to break through.
did I sneak some classical-y music in here? Classic-ish music? Yes, I did. That is Chris Dirksen, who is a contemporary indigenous artist with Overture of the Spider Being. I got to admit, I love some cello, so I quite enjoyed that, but... We're chatting and nerding out as per usual here on Indie Wake Up Call. So we're getting near the end of the show, though.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, today's been a really good show. We had Luella on this morning. We just finished up with Carnelian, who are performing at Ales and Amps tonight at the Ale House.
And we're going to wrap up the show with, we've got some Turnstile, and that's in honor of Adam Weave.
I will not accept that he has left this station. But no. You know what? He hasn't left the station chat.
No, he has not. And I see him still booking space, so.
Oh, he's not gone.
No.
The Weave is staying.
The Weave can
we're
never.
We're declaring it here. But I do love when the station's buzzing with activity, as it was again this week. We have Blunt Force Llama coming in next week, at the very least. We have much to do. But Blunt Force Llama has been in touch. Love this band. And they're going to come in and talk to us as well. So I want you guys to do some. Have you seen them? Have either of you seen them before?
No, I just love the name.
Okay,
yeah, you're gonna do some. I'm a huge fan of.
Let's do some research and look at some clips of Blunt Force Llama, because they kill it on stage and they're doing a big show next week. So it's just fun to have all of this action in here and chatting and learning things. Learning things.
Yeah.
All right, so
learning, growing, expanding our musical horizons.
Right, and we said there's a lot going on this weekend, so you can just take your pick there.
CFRC's got a great lineup or great events calendar. I saw Lemon Bucket Orchestra's playing at the Broom Factory on Sunday. You know, get your dance and.
Is that an afternoon show?
I think so.
We're loving those afternoon shows.
Yep.
So good. That just fits in with the neighborhood so well, the Broom Factory. So good on them for that. And
a
again.
Matinee for the 30-year-olds.
Yeah. Oh, Millie. So I'm going to see you tonight at Ales and Amps at the Ale House.
Yes, you will.
Okay, so that's going to be so good. Again, Carnelian, thank you so much for all of you coming in. Luella, thanks for checking in with us as well. A lot of melancholy today, but it's all wonderful.
Yeah.
Great memories, good times.
And if you're listening and you are a musician and you want help from the station, we are here. We would love to have you in. We would love to support you, get you on the airwaves. That's what CFRC is all about. It is the CFRC funding drive right now, and some of the funding, that's what it goes towards. It goes towards supporting local news, local music, local artists in the community. Most of the people that work here at the station don't work here. They are volunteers, and many of us learnt from nothing, and here we are on air.
Yeah. Driving the community crazy. Yes.
Yeah.
So Turnstile, just to get back to this, we're going to play some Turnstile. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because Chance sort of overheard us, because I was saying, some people didn't like the new Turnstile album. Mm-hmm. 5 Grammy nominations. So I don't know. Five Grammy nominations. I went through the Grammy nominations that usually make me angry every year, and they do, but I still watch. It's like a hate thing, and then I do like some of it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do that to myself, but Turnstile getting 5 nominations, kind of makes me happy.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's appropriate that it's called Never Enough if people are angry, right?
That's like, right.
What does Turnstile have to do?
But even to Turnstile fans who didn't necessarily love this album, I did, and this is the title track, so I'm really happy we got this in the playlist today.
Yeah.
All right, it's a 2025 thing.
Hell yeah.
All right, so we're going to see you guys next week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're back.
It'll be colder. Get your mittens. This is your reminder.
Get your mittens, get your hats. I did a Dollarama run and got, like, all socks, hats, shoes.
Shoes.
Gloves,
you got shoes at Dollarama?
I did not
get
shoes at
Dollarama. Okay, I got one to go check out that section, but okay. All right, amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
Happy Thursday, everyone.
Happy Thursday. We're out.
Running from yourself now, getting what you saw. Never let your guard down, anywhere you go. In the right place, at the right time. It's still you sinking to the floor. It's never enough. Never enough.
Feels hard.